This is Keith Hall with Jazz Currents. Join me in our second of three episodes celebrating the birthday centennial of composer, pianist, arranger, and lyricist Billy Strayhorn. In our first episode, we learned of Billy Strayhorn's early life and how he began working with Duke Ellington. Here in our second episode, we'll explore Strayhorn's epic composition, Lush Life. Let's listen to the 1958 recording of this tune by saxophonist John Coltrane. Billy Strayhorn's classic composition has been recorded countless times over the years. Originally titled Life is Lonely, Strayhorn began working on the jazz standard sporadically throughout high school in the 1930s. Lush Life was more of an ongoing project for Strayhorn than a song intended for publication. He only played the song privately for friends or at parties until the night he and vocalist Kay Davis performed it with the Duke Ellington Orchestra at Carnegie Hall. Ellington had played 7 shows that year at the legendary theater, and on the final show, as Strayhorn and Davis unveiled Lush Life. Let's hear the very first documented recording of Lush Life from Carnegie Hall in 1948. Here is Billy Strayhorn on piano with vocalist Kay Davis.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The guys I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distingué traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Is lonely again, and only last year everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again, a trough of hearts could only be a bore.
Occasionally, Duke Ellington would invite Strayhorn to perform the song on stage, but it was never arranged for the orchestra, and it never became an official part of the working repertoire. Billy was the only one who had ever played it, and he had not even written the music down. It is difficult to imagine many teenagers having the maturity to write a song as introspective and sophisticated as Lush Life. The lyrics he wrote as a teenager are extremely poetic and predict the life he did eventually lead. As a gay African-American man with extreme musical talents in the 40s and 50s, Strayhorn would deal with identity and emotional struggles. In 1949, producer Norman Granz heard Strayhorn play Lush Life at a party and urged Billy to record it on a showcase recording that Granz was producing called The Jazz Scene. Strayhorn agreed to record it, along with a couple of other arrangements he did for the recording. At the studio, as he was finishing up, Nat King Cole walked in to do some retakes of another piano album he was recording. He heard Strayhorn's Lush Life and expressed an interest in recording it. Now, Strayhorn didn't think much of it at the time, and later that year, the Jazz Scene recording was released with Strayhorn's arrangements, but no Lush Life.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come-what-may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails.
Unbeknownst to Strayhorn, Nat King Cole recorded Lush Life. Cole's version was the first recording that most of the public had heard, and Cole was certainly quite a pop star at the time. Strayhorn, however, was not happy. The Latin impressionistic-styled arrangement by Pete Rugolo infuriated Strayhorn. He felt that the song should be performed only on piano, and he was very upset that his pet project had been subjected to thick orchestration. Strayhorn's friend Aaron Bridges recalls a conversation immediately after Billy heard Cole's version. He said it was the only time he'd ever heard Billy really upset, and he'd never heard him talk like that. He was screaming, saying, "Why didn't they leave it alone?" And to top it, Cole's misreading of the lyrics really set Strayhorn off. The lyrics, "Your Siren Song," became "Your Siren of Song," and "Stifling" became "Strifling." Even though Strayhorn did not approve, Cole's version became a benchmark by which all others have been judged, and it helped to make Lush Life a jazz standard. Here is that Nat King Cole version from 1949.
Everything seems so sure. Now life is awful again. A trough full of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease a bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will. While yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, strifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive.
In 1963, saxophonist John Coltrane and vocalist Johnny Hartman were on their way to the studio to record a new album. They had already decided what tunes to record that day, but when they heard Nat King Cole singing Lush Life on the radio, they decided to include Strayhorn's masterpiece. Even though Cole's recording was the original, Coltrane's collaboration with the dark, satin voice of Johnny Hartman is now considered by many to be the definitive version. Here is John Coltrane with McCoy Tyner, Jimmy Garrison, Elvin Jones, and Johnny Hartman singing Lush Life.
In some small dive, and there I'll be, while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely. Thank you. is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Over 500 instrumental and vocal covers of Lush Life exist, including versions by three of the most revered female vocalists. First, let's listen to a bit of Nancy Wilson from her 1967 version.
The boys I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with destined gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day.
And here is Ella Fitzgerald's 1956 recording.
Along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me.
And this is Sarah Vaughan.
Life is lonely again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A trouble of heart could only be a bore. A week in Paris will ease the bite of it. All I care is to smile in spite.
Strayhorn was a very humble man, and although he wrote the lyrics for Lush Life and other tunes, he didn't realize just how gifted he was. John Hendricks, lyricist and founding member of the vocal group Lambert, Hendricks, and Ross, recalls when Strayhorn invited him up to his place to hear his tunes and write some lyrics for him. Hendricks replied, "Didn't you write the lyrics to Lush Life? You don't need a lyricist." Hendricks said that when Strayhorn applied himself, he was as close to perfect as you'll find, because he would write the theme of the words, the melody, and the actual language as a complete whole. Hendricks is quoted as saying, "Strayhorn was a perfectionist. He was honest, his words were real, and he was a genius." That comes in handy.
Life is lonely again. And only last year.
Although not released until 25 years after Strayhorn's death, this 1964 recording gives us the opportunity to hear the composer himself singing Lush Life. And although his voice may not be as smooth as Nat King Cole's, we hear his original intent in regards to phrasing and lyrics. Let's close this episode with Billy Strayhorn's heartfelt version of his own Lush Life.
All I care is to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely too.
Join us next time for our last of three episodes celebrating the birthday centennial of the genius Billy Strayhorn. I'm Keith Hall, and Jazz Currents is produced at WMUK with support provided by the Irving S. Gilmore Foundation and the Western Michigan University School of Music. Be sure to check out WMUJazz.com for upcoming jazz events. And make sure you get out and experience some live jazz. See you soon.